Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Hey everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. Let's just get right into it today because we are joined by the one, the only Miss Davina Potratz.
Hi.
What is going on? How are you? How are things in LA today?
Oh, they're amazing. I actually had lunch with Emma today, so that was really fun. And just getting a few errands done and getting ready to start the week. And it's all starting off very well. It's going to be a busy week this week.
Well, listen, Selling Sunset season 5. I mean, how did we get here?
It's been a wild ride. It's been incredibly exciting, and we're so lucky to get this far and have such an amazing cast and crew and just producers and everything. And we're so grateful and excited, and the show keeps evolving. We all keep evolving. And I think it's season 5 is a really, really strong season, in my opinion. I think it involves everyone, which is really exciting. It's not just singular focus on one person or topic or something.
I was just saying to Netflix before you came on, like I watched literally all 10 episodes within, I could not turn it off. It was
a good season. That's the highest compliment and honor you could give us, because on one hand, you know, it's a little bit like, it's kind of hard to hear that because we work so hard and we film for so long. So it's like, oh my gosh, these people watch it in one day. Like, it literally makes your brain explode because we worked for months and months and months and put so much effort in. But at the same time, it is the ultimate compliment because that means you can't look away. You can't turn it off. So it's a huge compliment. Thank you.
I mean, trust me, I don't want to watch it all in one day because I want more tomorrow. And I know that I'm not going to get more just tomorrow. So I try, but I'm just like, I just can't stop. So.
Yeah, well, that's a great thing for us. So I think that's very flattering. Thank you.
Did you ever think when you said yes to a job at the Oppenheim Group that, you know, you would be a reality TV star?
No, I did not. That was not my plan. That was not what I was trying to do in any way. And, but I will say that once we did start filming, I had the ultimate confidence as far as the show's success, because I knew that everybody's so interesting and our dynamics are so unique and so crazy and unusual that I had a feeling in my gut that this would be, you know, a popular show. Of course, I could have never imagined we would be Emmy nominated or, you know, be as popular as we are or go to season 5 or have a reunion or any of those things. But I did feel that it would be successful.
You did, like, as you were filming that, because I mean, really, to me, I loved it right from the beginning. But like, you know, it kind of found itself in season 2, I think, as far as like exploding to the world. But you kind of felt it right from the beginning, like we're on to something here.
Just because I knew some of the people in there, and I know how extravagant everything is too in LA and at the brokerage, and all those special elements combined with all the beautiful ladies and everyone being so special and you know, it's a really unique environment. So I knew that I said, this is going to stand out. This is definitely going to stand out. I didn't know how or where or what, but somehow I knew.
Did you watch reality TV before, like Adam Devello, The Hills? Like, did you know?
I actually was familiar with the Hills because a guy I had gone on a few dates with was a Audrina's date. So I was like, oh, this is the guy. And so I had watched a few seasons or episodes, but I didn't know every detail or his style or much about it really.
Who did you go on a few dates with that dated Audrina?
Danny Smith. This is some blonde Abercrombie model. This is like years and years ago.
I mean, you say dated Audrina, like I have a whole list here of people I can
run by. No, this is such a long time ago that it's honestly vaguely remember, but it was funny because at the time I don't know exactly when I went on a date with him, but he was on the show and I don't know if they dated for long or short or what, but it was just entertaining to watch.
Did you have any reservations in like joining the show? You know, like I could see like certain clients like not wanting to be on TV or, you know, were you just like, no, this is going to be great for business?
I mean, I didn't know what to expect, right? And I wasn't an actress. I was a model, which is very different. And I took some hosting classes, which is your own personality. But I never did any acting. I wasn't interested in acting. This isn't acting. This is reality, right? But I really didn't know what to expect or how it worked or anything. So it was very green to that world. And I felt a little bit like after season one that, you know, I was kind of pushed into the pool, deep end of a pool and like, go swim, you know? So it felt a little bit like free fall because none of us understood what we were doing. And I felt like Christina and Chriselle did have a little bit of an upside just having acting experience, which is perfectly fine. But it was very clear that we didn't have any awareness of tone or anything, you know? So I felt like it was a learning curve, but I think we've all improved.
How has this been for business? I imagine it can't hurt your business.
Yeah, you know, Jason and I actually called some of the MDL casts and asked them about their experience so we could get a little bit of a gauge of what we might be able to potentially expect. And they said it takes a few seasons to get going and for people to take you serious, that you're not going to just go away and be like a one hit wonder type of show. And so we took that to heart and we said, okay, this is a long game. You know, it's not a short game play and you just got to be in it 100% committed for the entire process. And that's kind of what we've all committed to. And so it was a little slow in the beginning, but now people are really excited. And I think they definitely take it serious and they want to be part of it. They love the show. A lot of them are fans, you know, Adnan's a big fan. And so it helps, right? So it helps, but it takes a little while to get going.
Who from MDL gave you the best advice?
I think we called Josh and Matt. We know them both. And, I think Jason called Josh Flagg, but I don't think he answered, but we were together because we both were like, I don't know what to expect. What do you think? Who knows? You know? And so we just wanted to get their expertise because they've been on much longer and they were wonderful. They're great.
How was season 5 different for you in particular?
Oh, I felt so much more comfortable and I felt like I definitely understood just how it all works. And I felt much more empowered to speak up against or for things that I knew were really my truth, not because I wasn't sure or whatever. So I felt really comfortable. I really had a lot of fun up until the very end when my client Amanda was so strange. And so that was disappointing, but, and then, you know, obviously I had a little bit of drama there at the end, but it wasn't difficult at all. I felt like it was a lot of fun for me, but it was a very long time. So we were on, you know, filming for, I don't know, 6 months or something. So that was a long time, but we had a great time. I had fun at least.
Well, you did have a little bit of drama. We have a new agent, Chelsea. What were your first impressions of Chelsea?
I think she's very confident and very fun loving. She seems just excited to be part of the group. And I do see a warmth to her. But I also, you know, I wonder how much she got influenced by, you know, her friend. And that's what happened.
Well, her friend being Christine, let's just say it, unless you don't want to say her name for any particular reason.
No, that's fine.
But you know, like, right, she came in and like she had this conversation with Chriselle, like, listen, I want to be taken at face value. So like, do you think like Chelsea had good intentions? Like, did she really want to be taken at face value or was she kind of too?
I do think she had good intentions, but I do think that I personally felt judged based on what Christine has said. And I'm not taking anything away from Chelsea that it is or isn't her opinion. Certainly I respect, you know, her opinion, and she claims that, you know, she's, whatever she said or how she felt about me was her own personal opinion, but I had no interaction with her. I had nothing that I did to her. So I struggle to understand why she has any kind of issue with me when I did nothing to her. So I felt a little bit, cornered at the tea party, and it doesn't make sense to me that Chelsea would be upset with me. So I can only believe that it's from Christine, and clearly it was, in my opinion.
And then you guys, after the tea party, had another lunch, and you kind of try to explain how you felt, and she told you I have negative energy.
I extended an olive branch, and I'm trying to give her an opportunity to get to know me personally a little bit more and make up her own mind, and so she can just really see a little bit more and decide if I'm whoever Christine says or who she might, or whatever she thinks, you know. But I think she was more worried about being Christine's mouthpiece, which wasn't really my focus. My focus was just be open and see for yourself if you think you agree or don't agree. And I think she just came with a little bit more attitude than I expected. So I was like, well, it doesn't seem like you're open to talking to me. So I don't know. I'm not going to communicate with someone who's, you know, not willing to. So
you laughed.
Yeah, that's what I did. You saw.
I'm all here for a walkout. Okay. So, well, we've also seen like seasons 1 through 4, it's kind of like a domino effect, you know, like Chriselle and then maybe Heather, and like, you know, one by one, Christine has alienated certain people. You really kind of hung in there, you know, Amanza, but really you hung in there kind of to the end compared to some of your colleagues.
Yeah. I really do cared about Christine, but she's shown her true colors now, and there's really nothing left for me to say. And what she says doesn't define me in any way, but it says a lot more about who she is, in my opinion. And unfortunately for her, she's pretty much, you know, ruptured every relationship she has at this brokerage. So I didn't do anything to her. I defended her. And when I finally couldn't anymore, because all she did was speak negatively behind my back. So the most respectful thing I could think to do was not say anything. And she still kept going on and on. I mean, all she does is talk about me. I barely even mention her. So it's like, to me, I'm like, why are you projecting how you feel inside? Are you jealous that I'm not hated? Like, I don't know how else to take it, to be honest. I mean, to disrespect the broker's license, it's like laughable. She asked me about taking the test. And when I explained to her that there's an application, for the application, you have to have so many sales and X amount of dollar amounts, volume of sales, she was like, it sounds too difficult. And so then she makes fun of me on the show. I'm just like, this is like ridiculous. But again, it says a lot more about her.
Was this really the last straw? Like her saying like, you know, you really have this intense desire to be liked by everyone and this whole narrative.
I love that she's obsessed about that. I don't really care, to be honest. So if she wants to like go off on a tangent about that, that's her choice. I don't care. So she can do whatever she wants. You know, I don't know.
It's like, do you think that, you know, because then there is this narrative, like once you left the brokerage over the $75 million sale with Anand, like, you know, you know, now you're trying to get back in, and like, you know, is that true? Like, do you see things changing with this group when you left for that moment? I mean, you came back.
So what's the question? If I agree with her that I'm trying to be a kiss ass, is that what
I'm really not that shady. Just in that, like when you left the brokerage, like, you know, over this $75 million sale with Anand, and then you left.
That's not why I left. I left because I had a new development opportunity. So, it didn't help that I didn't get support, but understandably so, because the property was overpriced, which I explained to Adnan, I think, very clearly. So, you know, everyone's so obsessed. Everyone wants to make fun of me, but everyone's obsessed about it. So it's like, then take it off the website, don't attach your name to it, and don't have any events there, and don't mention it. But you guys are all so interested. So, you know, look, the one was a big house in Beverly Hills. It was what, listed for $500 million, and it sold for 126 or something. Clearly houses of the, you know, crazy amounts of dollar amounts, they sell a big percentage discount. So that's kind of what happens in that world. And, you know, it's unfortunately it didn't work out with Adnan, but he's still my client. And I did have successful sales with him, including recently, which I don't think was shown. So that's a little bit annoying, because it's almost like, God forbid you shouldn't be in a sell house, right? Like, so that's a little bit annoying, but that's fine. It's whatever. It's an entertaining show. And as far as coming back, you know, I have a great relationship with Jason. I have been in real estate for 16 years. I don't have to worry about whatever Christine thinks I'm doing. Like, I don't care what she thinks I'm like, do whatever. She's asking me about getting her broker's license. So I don't know what her point is.
You guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job, and I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE. Do you guys ever notice how many pairs of glasses I have? I mean, I used to spend thousands on different colors and shapes and sizes of glasses. Well, everything changed when I found Pair Eyewear. You go to their website and you pick out a base frame. I picked out the Finley because that's what looked best on me. You then choose from tons of top frames. What's a top frame? Exactly how it sounds. The top frame goes over your base pair of glasses. I picked the solid black Finley. So I now have a great solid black pair of glasses. But then the top frames, they have a whole sparkle series. I mean, literally, that comes in every color. So on top of my base, I could have pink sparkle glasses, purple sparkle glasses, blue sparkle glasses. They have camo. I can get green camo. It doesn't stop there. White camo, red camo, orange camo. So literally the frames would start at $60. You buy one pair of frames and that $60 includes the prescription. And then you can get thousands of toppers. Literally you can change your glasses every single day. Get glasses as unique as you are. One pair, infinite style starting at just $60. Go to paireyewear.com/velvet and now you get 15% off your first purchase. That's 15% off at paireyewear.com/velvet. How does Adnan like being on the show? I mean,
he loves it. And I think he's fabulous. And I'm so grateful for him. Yeah.
Was the sale with him the thing we saw about the rental, or it was something different?
Yeah, it was actually a lease to buy, and we made a deal with them and that worked out. So
that's great. And yes, yeah. The $75 million property is still on the website. So, you know.
Right. But it's not an active listing. It was only a 3-month pocket listing. So that expired years ago. So why is it still on the website? You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
It's because we are obsessed with it. That is.
There are two sides to every story.
Can you say, before we move on from Christine, can you say three nice things about Christine at this point?
I don't know why I would. So that's what I have for her. Just no comment.
I love it. Well, this season, we also saw, you know, this relationship, which we all read about, you know, Jason and Chrishell. Were you shocked? Like, were you as shocked as the rest of us, I should say, when Jason and Chrishell started dating?
I was very disappointed, I will tell you, because, you know, as you see, Maya and I were like, you know, we've known the boys for a long time, so have all the other ladies. But we just felt like, okay, is Jason really serious? And I do think he truly tried and he was open to it. I don't want to discount that at all. I really do think he gave it his best shot. But Kind of broke my heart a little bit for both of them, because I don't think he would have gone public, or Chrishell would have gone public, if they didn't think it was going to work out. But, you know, love is, you can't predict what's going to happen. And unless you're willing to take a risk, a chance, then you'll never know. And so I respect them so much for putting it out there. I mean, it's great for the show. It's great for us. And it's their real life, right? So, like, I very much respect that they had the courage to go public with that and try. And I'm sad it didn't work out for both of them. But again, like, I of course feel sad for Chrishell, because I've gone through something like that too, so I can relate to her. But also for Jason, it's tough too, because he did try, and then he finally arrived at the final decision that he doesn't want to have a family or kids. So, like, that must be hard too, right? And so what can you say? You know, just, I'm sorry, guys, and I hope that they can move on. That's all. It's sad.
It has to be hard, like, when it is your real life, to your point, and the whole world has an opinion.
Right. And imagine, like, for Chrishell, she's gone through a breakup twice, you know, on the show. So it can't be easy. I mean, I purposely choose not to talk about my personal life on there for that exact reason, because it's too emotional for me. So I really, truly respect that they're willing to put it out there. Anyone is.
Yeah, totally. Were you, I mean, do you think it's over? That scene where, like, Amanza is crying at the end, you're so like, oh, you guys would just make it work. Like,
I don't know, because Jason is very, very honest. Both Jason and Brett are truly very honest. And even in difficult moments, they're extremely honest, which I really respect about them. And so and they're good communicators. So I think unless he truly had changed his mind, or something, some event occurred for him to really change his mind, I don't think he would, try again. And I also don't know if she would, right? So, but hey, crazier things have happened. You know, people get divorced, they get married again. Like, I don't know, anything could happen. So I just want them both to be happy. I don't know.
Well, that's what it is.
What that means, you know?
Sometimes crazier things have happened. You're like, sometimes you have to lose someone. And even though you don't want a family, sometimes totally. I just think, like, you want someone so bad that you just decide, like, I'm going to have a family next. I'm in love with
it. It could, but then who's to say that Chrishell wouldn't have met someone else, right? So I really don't know how it's going to go. None of us know. And that's kind of the fun mystery of life. But I hope that they both find happiness. And I hope we all do. But maybe it will be in the end. You never know. The show seems to bring out the most interesting scenarios. So it could be.
Season 6. Do you get involved in, like, I know you said, like, you keep your relationships and personal life off the show. Do you get involved in, like, hey, now Chrishell is single, like, do you get involved in helping fix her up?
No, I think we socialize, and I don't know, if someone were to, you know, be there at a specific place, like, spontaneously, we would be like, oh, this guy's cute or something, but I wouldn't fix her up. No. And unless she asked me to or something, and I happen to know somebody or something, but I'm always happy to help. And I think all the girls would be, but Heather was also like, you know, what happened on the boat. So she was a little bit like, okay, well, I mean, you just never know how someone's chemistry is going to be or whatever. Right. So
that's true. Do you ever tire of real estate? I mean, we watch this show. Like, I mean, listen, let's forget about the drama. I mean, the real estate porn on this show is just.
I would love that more than anything. And that's why I was a little bit disappointed that my lease to buy option didn't make it for Adnan, especially because he was so pleased that it worked out. And it's disappointing, but there's only so many minutes in every episode, and they have to edit everything together. And, you know, they do add updates as they happen. So there was an update with the relationship with Chrishell and Jason. So they had to make a little room, and maybe that's why some real estate may not have made it. I don't know, but we don't have control over that. So
do you ever tire of looking at these properties? You know, like, you've been, like you say, 16 years. I mean, as a viewer, I don't think we do. I mean, I live in New York. I've seen gorgeous properties in New York. I'm in LA all the time, but this show just shows the best properties. And I understand, like, your business is not all of these trophy properties that we get to see, but, like, do you ever tire of looking at all this?
I don't get tired, but I do, like, you do get kind of like almost like expect a certain level of opulence, right? Or, like, you see his and hers bathroom, and it's like a standard, and a lot of people are confused, like, why is there 25 bathrooms and, like, you know, 8 bedrooms? And it's like, because it's his and hers, right? And then the guests and everything. So I think we have a certain higher standard of expectation, but we also kind of just see it for what it is, like the bones. Like if it's not staged, we can see it, you know, oh, this is a great place, or this one has a lot of potential. And it's just a little bit more easier for us to like see the pros and cons a lot faster than maybe a homeowner, because they really want to see it staged and they want to see, you know, when it's all dressed up. And for us, it's a little easier like to quickly kind of look through it. Yeah, I mean, and the bars are always, you know, I guess increased. So in LA especially, there's just insane amount of property and like the best of the best. So we're always impressed by some new thing or some incredible view, or like, how did they build this? Like, oh my God, you know, the bathroom is like the size of a living room. We're like, oh my God. Like, so we are impressed too and blown away by the, like, they keep, you know, going above and beyond. So
is there, what do you think is the biggest mistake like that like a buyer can make? Like, is it, you know, not seeing like, okay, look at the bones. Yeah, you have to like change the paint color, but like look at this view. Like, yeah, what do you think is the biggest mistake?
It's funny. I have a client right now. She's looking for a high-end condo over $3 million, and she only wants a remodeled one. And I'm like, okay, but the view and the floor plan, all this stuff is cosmetic. You know what I mean? Like, you could easily put a different countertop or paint or floor. That's all easy. And to me, doesn't faze me at all, but she's like, oh, I don't like this. And I'm like, but look at the view, and you know, you can dress this up. So I notice it's so clear to me, but the buyers are really, really impressed by the staging and the, just the finishes. And so that's something we try to kind of like bring them closer to what we're seeing the potential of. So.
And what is the market? I mean, like, I know we saw on the show, like, you know, things were going
over.
It's still hot.
It's so hot. I mean, again, this client with this condo, we were in backup, and then we were multiples on other offers, and she's all cash, right? So now she only wants one particular building. So I wrote letters to every homeowner in the building and was like, please sell me your condo. My client's all cash. She's ready to go. I mean, we're like, that's the kind of level of like, there's nothing available. You know, the inventory is just so low.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's good, right?
It's good, but then sometimes I don't have a deal, because she, in the beginning, she didn't believe me, and she thought I was kind of trying to, you know, sell her. And then she realized when we were in multiples and lost out, and then back up and lost out. And she was like, wow, okay, I understand now what you're saying. I'm like, yeah, you kind of got experience to trust it, right? So now she's ready to go. So
you got to move fast.
Right.
We also saw this season, Mary took over as everyone's boss.
Yeah.
How has that adjustment been for you?
Fine. It's not a problem at all. I mean, everyone's kind of, you know, we're self-employed, right? So we're, you know, I have no problem with Mary. We get along great. We have different experience. So it's been great for me. It's a non-issue at all. I mean, my one thing that I was a little surprised about is Amanda was very tricky. And then Mary said, oh, it takes a special kind of agent. And I was like, well, why didn't you save the deal then? You know what I mean? Like if it's such a, so I don't think she meant it particularly, you know, bad, but I just was like, well, you were there, you could have saved it, you know? So.
What about this scene we saw when like Mary goes around and, you know, she asks you, you know, and you say like, oh, I haven't made a sale. Like, I understand editing and all this. And then, you know,
we see Vanessa. I mean, I don't really take that too seriously. I was like, okay, the reality is I did put Adnan's place and lease an option to buy, and it wasn't shown. So that's why I can't get, you know, take that too personal. So
what about, you know, this whole, I mean, listen, Christine and Chriselle, they're probably never going to see eye to eye, but this whole thing with Christine, and you know, she's saying like, she's getting special treatment, she's fucking the boss, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's pretty out there.
Very disrespectful, but I mean, that's pretty much how Christine's been throughout the entire season. In my opinion, she was extremely disrespectful towards me, and I was really the only person that still had her back. And she didn't tell the truth about some things. And it's just unfortunate that she would act that way. So
what didn't she tell the truth about?
Well, she told Chelsea that no one called her after the broker opened, for instance. And the reason I didn't defend her is because she was talking shit about me to Amanda, and I confronted her about it, right? So I was taking it all in and was like, yeah, she probably did talk shit about me. So now I'm not going to hurt Christine because I care about her, but I can't defend her anymore when she does things to people I care about, you know, and puts me in very difficult positions and disrespects me directly. So that's why I didn't defend her. And she knows that. But then she told Chelsea, no one cares. She's crying. She said, no one called me when Maya and I called her 3 times the next day. And we were actually really offended that she didn't say that. So, and that's of course, then that affects how Chelsea feels, right? So that's what's, so really Christine is the root of the problem. So
what about this, you know, we see this towards the end, this shocking, you know, interaction where Emma comes forward and, you know, says like one of my clients came to me and Christine offered like me, my client $5,000. I mean, that's pretty serious.
It's like, it's the lowest of the low. I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know exact details, but it doesn't sound good at all. So I don't know what the story is there. I don't even want to know, to be honest. And I'm just very disheartened and disappointed that even came up. How's that even an option? So I don't know what to say because I wasn't involved, but it doesn't sound good.
So like Brett is the boss. I mean, now you have this.
Jason, you mean?
Yes, Jason, sorry. Yeah. Well, I mean, Jason and Brett, but Jason, is what I mean. But you know, you hear this thing like, you know, that
I don't think Jason was too thrilled about that at all. You saw him on there. I mean, how can you expect Jason to defend you? You put him in a difficult position, just like she puts me in a difficult position. I said to her at the bakery, I said, it's difficult being your friend. You know what I mean? I want to help you and I've tried to help you, but you literally shoot yourself in the foot. So I can't take the bullet for you. I'm not going to, because you certainly wouldn't take it for me. So...
And what about when she sits there and, you know, she says to Emma before this, I mean, this is before this happened, you know, like, I want a friendship. And she says to everyone, you know, listen, guys, I've changed.
Have you seen a change? I mean, yeah, you've gotten worse. I feel like you've gotten more disrespectful. And Mary called her out too and said, you need to stop being disrespectful. And no one wants to hurt Christine. You know, we all love the funny, sweet and out there funny Christine, but I feel like that person's almost gone and she's just so hurtful to everybody that what choice do I have? You know, I mean, I'm just not going to be disrespected anymore, and I've done everything I possibly can for you and it's not appreciated, and so good luck. I don't know.
Hey, ladies, look, I know you guys work so hard trying to keep that career together, but hopefully you are taking some time to yourselves. If you haven't already done so, you need to discover Dame. Dame is the only one-stop shop you need to discover all your pleasure with their thoughtfully engineered toys. They also have discreet shipping, hassle-free returns, and the toys are a whole lot of fun. For example, you guys are going to love the Eva. It's a hands-free couples vibrator. It's designed to enhance partner play without getting in the way. Now I got to tell you about the Palm for when you're alone. Listen, exploring your pleasure on your own helps you get in touch with, you know, yourself, learn more about what you like, and guess what? That leads to better sex with your partner. And like I said, Dame offers hassle-free returns within 60 days. So your satisfaction is literally guaranteed. Power up your pleasure with Palm or any of the other toys from Dame products. Go to dameproducts.com and enter code VELVETROPE for 15% off your order. That's right. Dameproducts.com. Enter code VELVETROPE and you get 15% off. And oh, hey, ladies, don't forget to have fun. And at the end of the day, like you say, like you're all, you know, independent contractors and work for yourself, but like it's work. Like you got to get work done and it's all about the business.
Exactly. And like, who has time? If all she wants to do is talk about how awful I am, I mean, honest to God, I feel like she's projecting how she feels inside onto me because she's mad I'm not hated. I don't know what else to say. Like, I'm not bending over backwards to be friends with people. I'm just being real. I truly believe that. I know that in my heart. So I'm not worried about what she's saying. I'm like, you're nuts. Like, I don't know.
So, well, that, I mean, and that's a thing. So with Jason, you know, like we see where it's ending. We're not sure what's going to happen, but like, what is it going to take? Like, there's comment about your ex-girlfriend and now this happens. Like, what does it take Jason to say, listen, you have to leave?
Well, I think Jason is, again, just like all of us have been, especially me, have been in a difficult position with Christine. And, you know, we want to give her chances and we care about her, but she makes it increasingly difficult. So at some point, I mean, when that story came up between Emma and Christine. What is Jason supposed to do? He's got no choice, really. So I don't know how things are going to play out here, but I just don't know how he could. I mean, unless there's an explanation that makes sense to Jason, because it's actually his, not only reputation, but his liability on the line. So like, as a broker myself, like I wouldn't want to take that risk. I understand how he feels. It's difficult. So he's putting the rock in a hard place. He's like, I don't know which way to go. So I really don't know how that's going to go, but I hope there's an explanation that makes sense to somebody. But as far as I know, there isn't.
It's kind of cut and dry. What about, like, I mean, right before we went on air, we were joking. You said, like, oh, well, I'm the villain. You know, there is this narrative out there, like, you know, Devine is the villain.
Right.
Yeah. A little bit. You know, I mean, how do you feel about that?
I mean, it's laughable to me because I think I'm just very honest. And I think I was, you didn't see a lot of my character. So it's hard to relate to someone that you see only just moments of that are, of course, edited to fit into this, you know, episode. And there just wasn't much to relate to, right? And I think if there's no, you don't see the full context, it's hard to understand. But I think now at season 5, you see much more about who I am, and you see I'm not this angry person, and I'm not deliberately trying to hurt anybody. And I think I have, you know, I know that I have real friendships with people, and I think it's becoming very obvious. So I feel good about my storyline on season 5, and I'm not really worried. To me, it was a matter of time until people would see who I am. I really was.
What about this scene when you went out to lunch with Vanessa, and then, you know, because we have this narrative in the office where Mary's like, we have to cut some water. We said, you're not selling, Vanessa's not selling, whatever. I know it's editing. But then there's that scene where you're like, oh, you know, go and follow your love. And then you said, well, this could be good for me. I mean, maybe I'm reading too much. I was like, wait, like, are you trying to get her to leave? So you're,
really say it in that context, but, you know, again, like, that's how we have a fun show. So Vanessa and I are great friends. We talk a lot. We just talked last night. She knows I wasn't trying to push her to leave. And I very much support her. And what can I say? It's a show.
Well, here we are in season 5, like, why do you think, like we said, like, it's such a big hit, like Netflix renewed it for seasons to come. Like, why do you think this show is so, just resonates with viewers so much?
My gosh, I don't know why, but I think because everyone is beautiful in their own way, and everyone brings some kind of glam and fashion and special angle. And there are so many different various personalities that make it really fun and dynamic. And maybe I would hope that viewers can see themselves a little bit in everyone in a moment. You know, people even were like, wow, I'm agreeing with Devina. I never thought I would. And so they can see moments where they can connect with somebody and they can understand, wow, this is a tricky situation. And what would I do? And it's fun and inspirational. We try our best, all of us, to bring you fun fashion and just make it really beautiful to watch. And our crew works incredibly hard to make it beautiful. And I think people like it for that, because it's kind of an escape, and the drama is so insane, right? And then the houses are stunning and inspiring, right? So we hope that people are inspired and that they can relate to some of our interpersonal dynamics, whether they're good or bad. You know, someone's gone through a divorce, so when they see Chriselle in season 3, they can relate to her. And so on. Everyone has a little bit of something that people can connect to, I hope.
Well, the fashion is off the hook. Now, obviously, other than yourself, who do you think has the best fashion if you had to pick someone?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's hard.
It is hard. If I had to pick. It's tough because I actually really liked Heather's outfits. Really liked Heather's outfits. Everybody stepped it up and everyone looked gorgeous. Okay. But I think that, like, if I had to pick one person overall, I would go Heather. But I love everyone. There, sometimes Amanda has an incredible outfit. You know, sometimes Chriselle is so perfectly put together, and whoever it is, you know, even Christina, whoever, like, Christina's not my style at all. That's what's, like, you know, not something I would want to wear, but I love it for her because she's a big character on the show. And I totally support that, you know, so.
What about, you know, if you had to like sell or buy a house and, you know, you can't use yourself and, you know, we can leave Jason and Brett out of this. Who would you hire to sell
100%
or buy?
100% Maya.
Why
she's,
Maya?
She's a good friend of mine, very close friend of mine. We talk every day and she's very serious about real estate and she's been doing it for a long time. Not that the others aren't or that they're not good. I don't say that, but I just feel really close to her because we talk so much. And I would trust her, you know, with anything. So I would certainly trust her with a real estate transaction.
Were you sad to see her leave and spend more time in Miami?
Very much so. Very much so. Yeah. I hope that she can still somehow participate. Trying to convince her to come, but it is a big trip and she has two children and she's married. So it's tough, but she is a warrior. She is a warrior. So I have hope that she will try to join a little bit.
Well, look, I mean, you know, we have selling Tampa. We already have Maya in Miami. I mean, let's just have come on, people.
Yeah.
What do you have a favorite part of LA? Like what's hot right now? I mean, we always hear about like the Bird Streets on MDL and like all this other stuff, like, you know, the high rises.
Of course, the Bird Streets are amazing. It's quite tight up there though. So like the lots are smaller and it's more like up and narrow, but the views are incredible. It just depends what your flair is, but I really like Venice too and the beach, Malibu. I know I went to Pepperdine, so I lived in Malibu for a long time. So I, you know, coming from Germany, I did love seeing the ocean and that was just the quintessential California experience to me. And if you move from somewhere, which most people here have moved from somewhere, they appreciate that too, so.
Now, what about, listen, you guys are getting your first reunion ever this year, season 5. Do you watch Real Housewives? Are you familiar with what a reunion is?
I don't watch Housewives. I don't watch reality TV. I have seen 90 Day Fiance and like an odd Kardashian random episode. And I have so much respect for them because love them or hate them, but they've been through the ringer, you know, with the press and with the show and all of their personal experiences. So I do have a tremendous amount of respect for them because, it's not easy. So, and I think people don't realize how difficult it is until they are actually in it like we are. And so we think, wow, all of the things that they've gone through and they've had to endure in front of the public. So, I think that they're extremely polished at this point in handling questions and interviews and things like that. So it is inspiring to watch them, but I don't watch a ton. And I don't know what to expect, but I think sometimes that's fun. Obviously, I know that there's a lot of drama with Christine, and a little bit with Chelsea, and maybe people are going to hold Christine accountable because she's done so many things. And I don't know. Yeah, it's sad because I hope that that she can handle that. I don't know. But she chose those options. Like she chose those decisions.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, she says like, oh, it's all because I'm damaged and I'm hurt, you know, like I'm hurt, but.
All of us have things. And so what are you doing to get better instead of pointing fingers and blaming everybody else? You know, and it would go a long way if she was genuinely apologizing and owning specific things, not just saying a blanket statement, I'm sorry to the whole world. Cause it's like, okay, what are you sorry for? Why do you think that was bad? And what are you planning on doing about it? Because people's feelings are truly hurt, you know? So mine are definitely hurt, but at least now I know where I stand and I know what I need to do. So.
Are you gonna, you know, at the reunion, it's a time to bring things up and address things. So when this is, you know,
I'm sure they'll have questions for us, right? So I'm sure it'll kind of be interactive and then seeing how we react and maybe they'll show some clips from the show, I don't know, or ask us certain things. And I mean, she's incredibly disrespectful. So I don't plan on attacking her. I have nothing to attack. I'm done. So
are you like, if this is it, like you're done?
She's been so disrespectful to me and to people I care about. She's done so many things that I just don't see how I can be her friend anymore. So I wish her the best, truly. And that's all I can say.
What do you think, or do you think, like, and now that we're in season 5, what do you think people have? Like, do you think people have a good like perception of who you are now? Do you think people have something still wrong? You know, like they said, villain, now we're over that. Like,
no, I know I'm not a villain. I didn't do anything. So I, you know, that's never who I was, but I think people will see that more. I wish that you saw a little bit more of my real estate. So that part I'm a little disappointed in, but it's fine. And I feel pretty good about it. Yeah. I mean, you know, we'll see how they take the whole show in as a whole. And hopefully they won't, I don't know. I think people will see, and I think people are getting smarter as far as like seeing details and having much more footage of everyone on the show so they can have a bigger picture and more understanding of each person. I hope.
I think so too. Like, we're getting to know each of you better. And I really think this season was like, it gave everyone a little something, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of big cast, right? So there's only so much they can show of everyone, and there's huge things happening every day. So, and of course we have social media, which helps too, right?
What do the people that work at the O Group that are not on this show, like, what do they think about all of this?
That's a good question. It depends who you ask. I think some of them are just like, wow, you guys are so brave, and others are really impressed and happy for us. And others are like, how do you do this? And some people are really shy and they can't imagine discussing all of this stuff on camera. So I think they're in general, they're just in awe and they think it's fun. And they're also just like blown away that it's so successful. So they're, you know, pretty much just really happy for us. Yeah.
And is there then the other people that are not shy that are coming up and saying like, how do I get on the show in next season?
Of course. Of course. There's lots of people that would love to be on the show, I'm sure. And it just all depends how it all, you know, how the dynamics could play in. And we don't have control over that. I mean, the producers would decide, but
Is there something in your real estate career like that you haven't done, like a challenge, you know, that you still kind of want to tackle? I mean, it sounds like you've done a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to do a flip myself. I think Mary's looking into that, and Heather with Tarek as well. So that's something I would love to do, because I think, you know, all of us are at a point where we really understand it now. And we've had seen so many places and seen what's possible with a fixer. And then once it's upgraded and flipped, and whether it's my own house or I just flip it for a sale, I think that's something I'd love to try. So.
Yeah. It's shocking. Like when I think it was, I forgot who it was, when they were going through that one listing and they're like, oh, if we just put a pool here and we do this. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, it's really.
I mean, Jason really has that vision, that developer vision. He's done that a few times. So I saw him initially get extremely stressed the first couple of times. Like, he was so stressed out because the budgets kept changing and, you know, it is stressful. And of course he was working too. So I saw that and I thought, ooh, I don't know if I want to sign up for that. But he, you know, he of course went luxury the first. I don't know if I would go like 5 million right off the bat. I would probably start lower, you know, just to understand how it works being in it. But I think I have a pretty good grip of like the process, and I'm sure it's different when it's your own money, but that's something I would love to do. And it would be fun. It would be, you know, profitable, hopefully. And I would have, you know, the best advice, because I would bring everyone and say, what do you guys think? What price? And then what's the profit margin? And of course, if you go higher price, then there's a higher profit margin. So that's why Jason did that. So I understand, but it's riskier too, right? Because what if you don't sell it? Then do you have a plan B? Are you going to rent it? Or how are you going to break even here? So, but it's, that'd be really fun, I think.
I love it. Before we wrap up, was Heather's wedding to Tarek as gorgeous and everything as we...
I mean, it was truly incredible. And I know that, you know, they're obviously so in love, but it was really extremely touching. And I was so happy for her, because I knew her from before, of course. And, you know, she's a very, very sweet girl and so humble, and she deserves the world. And he's really giving it to her. And it was just so touching to see just pure love, truly, you know, both of them, and they make each other so happy. So I was with Emma the whole time. We drove up together. We stayed at the hotel and we sat together. We had a great time, and we're just so happy for them. So it was gorgeous, and the food was amazing, literally everything, the music. I mean, we loved it. We had a really good time.
It looked amazing. Is there anything else you want to cover, you know, that I didn't bring up? I like to give people a chance to bring up anything else they would like to discuss.
Thank you for that. No, what was your favorite scene, or I don't know, a memorable outfit from somebody, or I don't know, I'm just curious, like, what stands out to you?
I mean, like, I have to say that it's not really maybe my style either, but I do love the over-the-top Christine and Chelsea outfits. Like, I think I'm here for Chelsea. Sure. Love all the, like, Louis that Christine throws out there, the Balmain. So listen, the show is great because of the real estate, but also, like, the fashions. Like you said, like, I love seeing what people wear. I mean, I did like seeing Anand back. I mean, this 75 million, this has become a thing in the franchise, and you just want to know what happened to this house and what happened to him. So I like that. Yeah. I mean, I have to say, I guess I liked a lot of things. I liked Emma, this new relationship. I don't know where it is today, but this new Micah, this hot Micah with Emma, like, that's, I'm here for that. I mean, I think, you know, like, I like change. And so, like, I think this season ended, like, you really, like, I think the fact that Chrishell is saying, like, you know, should I leave? Because, look, that's a real question. Like, you don't really want to work with the person you just broke up with. So that's a mystery. Is Vanessa going to leave? That's a mystery. And I don't know what you have to do other than offer someone $5,000. Like, that's, to me, is so just, like, if you don't get fired for that. Now, this is, you know, Selling Sunset. I don't think that Christine is going to be off the show, but you cannot work at the O Group and still have. So I just think, like, in the real world, why are you still, like, this is, like, that's it. Like, I don't know why you're even not.
You and me both. Yet. Yeah. And that's the thing, you know, so because, yeah, we have a show, of course, you know, and look, I really do send her my, you know, utmost care. And I did everything I possibly could for Christine, and she's just on a different path. So, sorry, hang on one second. It's Maya calling. But I agree with you. Like, what is it going to take? And you've hurt so many people. I mean, I don't know, where do we go from here?
And I also think, like, when you ask, like, what stood out to me, like, I guess I was shocked because, like, we kind of saw this Christine last season, and we saw her on the outs and really, like, upset. So I truly thought this season we would see Christine really try, like, really, truly get back in with everyone.
You would think. Yeah. Well, the thing too is, you know, she kind of positioned herself as a victim in season 4 and that everybody else is mean to her. And I mean, as you can see, when you're the aggressor behind the scenes and you're saying all these things about people and then you're making everyone else the bad guy. Well, I didn't do anything to you. I literally was defending you until I finally couldn't anymore. And then that was the nicest thing I could do, but at least I didn't hurt you. And so it's like, how are you the victim? You know, and then, and that's kind of like what everyone else's point is. They're like, well, we didn't do anything to her, you know? So it's a little twisted.
What about the claim when, like, Chelsea comes in and says, like, I'm new and I'm just telling you what I'm observing and starts using the word bullying?
Well, I felt bullied at the tea party because I felt that it was, like, orchestrated by Christine to bring up what a bad friend I've been to her, whatnot, you know what I mean? And then she had convinced, it sounds like, Chelsea to believe that. And I don't blame Chelsea. Like, I understand if you're only spending time with Christine, I was close to her too. I understand. Like, then you're obviously going to take what she's saying as truth and as fact. So you were taking her side, which is sweet. I get it. But you're also kind of, you know, cornering me when I didn't do anything to you. So I don't think she thought about the fact, like, between her and I, what is that dynamic? Does that even make sense? And so she's saying I'm shady. And I was like, cause I can feel that you're coming for me and I'm not real happy by it cause I did nothing to you. So, and I think Heather saw through that because she said, look, you know, Chelsea's new and she's trying to, you know, get it fit in and get to know everyone, which is fine. But she's being a little careful because she knows if she's friends with Christine, Christine's going to badmouth the whole office. So, and she was right. So, I think Chelsea's going to figure it out. She's going to be fine, I think. But it was a tricky entry there. Yeah, because of who she came in with, right?
What about, you just made me think of another question, because, you know, like that saying, you know, like, look, if you have a problem with everyone, then it's you. So we see that with Christine. But what about, do you think, because, like, her and Chelsea do seem like still great now, do you think Chelsea is going to maybe eventually see the Christine that all the rest of you see? and something's going to happen.
Look, Christine is going to keep being who she is, and eventually it'll affect Chelsea directly. I don't know how, when, or where, but it happened to me too, right? And everybody told me, be careful, be careful. And I said, I had her back. She was my friend. And now look at what she did. I did nothing to her. And all she did was speak about me and throw me under the bus nonstop. So do I think it's a matter of time until she does something to Chelsea and then she will finally, she'll understand and she can relate? Because right now her position is like, well, she didn't do anything to me. Fair enough. I get that. I'm not mad at that. I get it. But I didn't do anything to you. And so let's just get that clear. And I'm not going to be disrespected and be told, you know, you're putting me on notice. You don't even know me. So that you need to put away. But if you want to be neutral and start off and see how things go, that's totally fine. I have no problem with Chelsea at all. I just, it's a matter of time until Christine, it's really, everyone knows it, until she's going to do something. And I don't know, maybe she won't, because Chelsea's her only friend. I don't know. But I'm curious how Vanessa feels too, you know. Imagine how Maya felt and Vanessa and I when we saw Mary, when we saw Christine tell Heather that she's the only one she cares about. I'm a kiss ass. I'm not the one sending $5,000 worth of flowers to someone's bridal shower that I wasn't invited to. So that, like, it's like very hypocritical, right?
That was an interesting moment.
Right. So, I mean, do I really need to say anything? I mean, I feel like the actions speak for themselves.
Well, I can tell you that next season, we're all going to love to watch and see what happens. You know,
I mean, I, God bless her, you know, I wish her the best. I think she's very smart and she's very funny and she's got a lot of talents, Christine. And I truly wish her the best, but I'm very disappointed of how she talks about me and treats other people. She really hurt Heather too. You know, you saw that. Heather was struggling with that. And she finally put her foot down because she's like, you are just hurting me and disrespectful, and I'm not going to accept it anymore. She was 45 minutes late to the meeting. I mean.
And like to not show up with Mary and Jason when I understand it's not good news, but I mean, you still show
like
up
all
right?
the time. So why would you? You know, you want to support her, but she's making it difficult. So that's why I said to her, it's so difficult to be your friend, but I don't think she even registers. She doesn't care. So then why should I care?
Do you think Christine is a narcissist?
I mean, I'm not a psychologist, so I don't want to diagnose anybody. I'm very empathetic to people's traumas and I want to support, but you are not taking the help that people are trying to offer you. Like, it's not just me, other people as well. So whatever is going on there, I don't know. And I'm totally understanding if someone is going through something, but I don't know why you need to totally disrespect and talk shit about me. I don't know what I did to you. I did nothing to you. So it just makes no sense to me. And it seems like it was intentional. So if you can, you know, sincerely apologize and give me a reason that you were going through something, I don't know, over time and improved actions, people are willing to give second chances, just like they gave me second chance when I had left. So it's like, just be real. That's all. Don't be fake. That's really what everyone's asking for. So.
Right. Like, just break through and tell us.
Be genuine. Yeah. You don't need to tell us every detail about whatever is going on in your life, but just say, look, XYZ happened. I'm sorry I was so mean to you and I'm going to do better and show you better, but she gets worse. So it's like, okay, then I don't know what to say. Like, what do you want from me? You know?
Do you ever run into her like, okay, like you have a seller, you have a buyer, like, I mean, other than in the office and all of that, like just out in the field. No. So that's at least good.
No, I don't hate her or anyone. I just want to steer clear. Like, and I can't defend her anymore. It's like watching people crying, you know, like Heather and Chriselle and other people. And those are just facts, whether you are the friends of them or not. Like, that's just, I stand for the truth and what's right. And I can't support something that's wrong. So if you're doing something terrible, I can't support that. And I actually do care about these people on top of that. So when that's happening, how can you support that? How? It's wrong, you know?
You can't. Well, listen, hopefully you'll be so busy selling real estate that you won't need to worry about
totally.
It. Well, listen, it was a great season. You'll have to come back next season. I cannot wait for the reunion. Sending you good thoughts for the reunion, for your first reunion. I can't wait to talk to you after you go through your first reunion and hear what you think about a reunion. So, but you know, I've wanted to talk to you for a while. And so like, I really appreciate you taking your time. I know it's all about business. So like, you know, in hours.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you for doing this.
We signed up for Selling Sunset. We know what it is. You know, I'm grateful to be here.
Where can everyone find you online that might want to buy a house, sell a house, follow you?
Davina Potrath. Davina Potrath's on Instagram, certainly DM or email. My email is on there. You can go to davina@ogroup.com, email me there, or our website, of course, and be more than happy.
I love it. And when you return Maya's call after this, tell her we said hello. We've had her on this podcast
I will,
too. So.
I will. Yeah.
Thank you again so much and congrats on a great fifth season.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for watching. I appreciate it. Thanks for
anytime. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.